Here's Carol Jackson.
So I have this love-hate thing with lobsters. I love them because they're delicious, but they kind of creep me out. The claws, those little beady eyes. So I was really shocked to see this picture on a blog called Good Morning Gloucester. It's the biggest lobster I've ever seen. Turns out the blog's run by a lobsterman.
My name is Joey Shimataro. My cousin Frank and I own Captain Joe and Sons Lobster Distributorship. Our grandfather was Captain Joe, and he started it. This is our 60th year. 1953, they incorporated.
Turns out another Gloucester fisherman, a guy named Jacob, sent Joey the picture of the giant lobster. He wrote on it, "Hey, it's me, Jacob, across the street. I work on the Pretty Girl with Lou and Johnny. We caught and released this bad mother last week." The photos of Jacob standing on the boat, wearing orange coveralls and holding the lobster with both hands. The claws are bigger than his head, and the body hangs down below his knees.
He's struggling to hold it, too. You see the veins in his neck are popping out a little bit.
Yeah.
It is pretty impressive.
Do you ever see anything like that before?
Yeah, rarely. I would say rarely, but I have seen them that big, just very rarely, but more so back when they could, they would land those type of lobsters in Massachusetts state waters.
How much do you think a lobster like that would weigh?
Well, we estimated it around 20 pounds.
And how old would it be?
Oh, goodness. Probably over 100 years old. I think the estimates were anywhere from 5 to 7 years per pound. So, yeah, well over 100 years.
What are the workers on your dock? What, you know, you, your cousin Frankie, what are people saying? Is it, what are they saying about this giant lobster?
Yeah, for the layperson that isn't around the waterfront, it's a thrill. But like for us, you know, we see crazy stuff all the time. Like just yesterday, I had a triple claw lobster come into the dock. That was more interesting than the 20 pound lobster, huh. You know, like this lobster that was growing two different sets of claws out of one claw. I thought that was really interesting.
Because you spend like your whole day looking at lobsters. That's what you do. You look at them.
All day, every day, yeah.
You start to see things in them. I noticed on your blog you've got the this lobster that looks like Darth Maul from Star Wars.
Right. And then there's that. Did you see the Phantom of the Lobster?
Oh, I missed that one. What's it look
like? Oh, that's, you got to check that one out. I think that was really cool. It's like it split directly down the middle of its head in one side, like you drew a line, like the purest kind of white. Like it was wearing a white, like the Phantom of the Opera mask. And when I say white, I mean hospital white, like white. You know, not like grayish tinted or brownish, or I'm talking pure white, like a Phantom of the Opera mask white. Sometimes in the past, I've actually called the New England Aquarium, oh, why don't you come pick this up? This is a really rare blue lobster, and it'll be a weekend in the summer. And, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, well, can you drive it up to us? And I'm like, bye-bye. See you later. You know, they don't feel like coming. If they don't feel like coming up and getting it, then I'm not going to, you know, if you can't be bothered and you claim that this is your big thing, you know, big marine life, strange marine life and stuff, so.
Because summer is the time for lobsters, right? It's summer is lobster.
It's like a perfect storm because the lobstermen catch the most amount of lobsters. They go into molt, so the price comes down, and everybody's outdoors. So it's, you know, easy. It's an easy cook. You just boil them up, and you have everybody sit outside and make a big mess and have that lobster juice dripping down your chin with the butter. And it's not much better than that.
That's the lobster wholesaler, Joey Shimataro, speaking with Carol Jackson. And we have a photo of some of the lobsters Joey talked about, including that monster, on our website at thestory.org. I'm Dick Gordon from APM, American Public Media. This is The Story.